now that you've been a leader for several years in IMPD, what made you want to kind of move over and become the chief of the department?
Well, I'll tell you, I have to be honest about that. When I started 27 years ago, I was working a beat on the near west side or near north side of town by Crown Hill, and I worked at night. And I really thought at the time that I'm going to do this my entire career because I loved it that hard. I never really thought that when I first took the oath of office that I would ever have any aspirations to become the chief of police. But that changed over the last several years when I took formal leadership roles within the agency. And with every step in supervision, I realized the opportunity that I had to have a positive influence of those who are around me. And that first started when I was a field sergeant and I had, you know, a smaller shift of officers that I had direct responsibility for. And I just saw that incredible opportunity for positive influence and what a difference that other supervisors had on my personal life and my professional life during my career. So as I continued to rise within the ranks, I had a lot of encouragement from those around me that considering chief of police is something that I should do. And I was certainly encouraged and pushed in that direction by those around me, which is a really incredible feeling to have the support of both people in the community and the great men and women of IMPD that really wanted to see that happen. So certainly it was a privilege and an honor to be seen in that light and a responsibility that I don't take lightly. And I certainly am honored to serve in that role.
Chief Tiny Terry joining us from IMPD this morning.